USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
World leaders, including President Biden, are in London ahead of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral on Monday. As the royals, heads of state, and heads of government, totaling around 500, have gathered, the countdown has begun on when the miles-long queue is expected to close to the public. The line to see the Queen lying in state stretched more than 5 miles, with wait times up to 17 hours. 5 years after Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico, here comes Tropical Storm Fiona, which is expected to be a Category 1 hurricane by the time it lands. Meanwhile, the remnants of Typhoon Murbach has been slamming the western Alaskan coast, bringing strong floods and powerful winds. Governor Mike Dunleavy has declared a disaster for the region. The discovery of hundreds of graves in a town recently liberated by Ukrainian troops has prompted a call for an international tribunal over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Officials in that country say they believe war crimes have been committed in Izium, where 59 bodies have been exhumed so far, with more expected at the edge of the city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says investigators had discovered the new evidence of torture used against the people in the town located in the Kharkiv region. A former Trump administration spokeswoman who is running for governor in her home state is on the mend after cancer surgery.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is revealing she had undergone surgery to remove her thyroid after a cancer diagnosis. The former White House press secretary and now Republican nominee for governor of Arkansas said in a statement her doctor ordered a biopsy for an area of concern this month, with the test revealing the cancer. She said the surgery was successful, and she is now cancer-free. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At least one is dead following a strong 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan. 9 others have minor injuries, according to officials in that country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he intends on spending all $12 million that was set aside in the state budget to relocate illegal immigrants out of his state. Recently, he chartered 2 flights carrying migrants believed to be from Venezuela to Martha's Vineyard. During a press conference on Friday, he says the migrants volunteered, they were given information ahead of time, and that they were taken care of.
The folks that are contracted, not only do the people, they give them a release form to sign, they actually give them a packet, and in that packet included a map of Martha's Vineyard. So it was obvious that that's where they were going.
But Rachel Self, a Boston-based immigration lawyer, was on the Cape Friday. She says the migrants were tricked into boarding the planes.
They were told there was a surprise present for them, and that there would be jobs and housing awaiting for them when they arrived. This was obviously a sadistic lie.
Self added that the migrants were given what she called a cartoonishly simple map of the U.S. and Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, also a Republican, says the group of migrants was being offered housing and support services at Joint Base Cape Cod. The remains of a sailor from the Bay State who died when the USS Oklahoma was struck by multiple torpedoes during Pearl Harbor in 1941 will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. Electricians Mate Third Class Roman Sedlowski of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was accounted for using advanced DNA, among other analysis. About 15 family members are scheduled to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.